Hi, Kelly. It's Carrie Matesik responding to your second lesson with dressageacademy.com. So nice to see you guys again. You have made so much progress, and I'm really proud of you. Good work. I saw the notes that you had attached for me, and I love the dedication and all the detail that you're putting into this journey. You're doing a great job. I also saw that you have a goal of going to a dressage show in September, and I think that's very exciting. I also think that that is very attainable, so I think you should definitely proceed with that. Good for you. Just the biggest improvements that I see, let's get those underway. Your alignment, yes, your own alignment, much better. I like that good ear, shoulder, hip, heel. We're looking for that no matter what kind of saddle we're sitting in, but it looks really, really nice. You've done a good job with that. Your hands are still nice and steady. There's no pulling back, no balancing. Petey is looking more comfortable. He's looking a lot steadier. He is starting to kind of come more into a steadier, I guess, frame, we would say. He just overall is a steadier throughout his body. He's no longer bracing up against you like he was. He's just kind of coming more to work. And I think that says a lot to be able to have him do that in this amount of time as to what possibilities are out there for him. Okay, so looking at your videos, this is what I feel the main thing that we really need to talk about is. Your horse, because of his past training, and because of his confirmation, but I'd say mostly because of his past, he has been taught and he feels comfortable mentally to go to or at the bit. So he goes kind of at the bit to the bridle. If you just kind of watch him, I want you to just imagine, you can see like an invisible barrier that he holds there in front of his face. You know, and there's a lot of different training gadgets and such that, you know, possibly could have been used on him and in a previous life. So it's understandable that he's been taught to hold himself like that. But we've got to get him past that. So he's still going, you know, at the bit, to the bit. I want him to come through the bridle and the bit. I want him to go on the bit and come through it. And just kind of think about what that means. What that means to me is that the horse doesn't just go to the bit and say, okay, your hand is telling me this is what you want and you're staying steady, so I'm going to stay steady and let's just stop there. It's more saying, I'm going to come to the bit. I'm going to accept that there's a piece of metal in my mouth. It's not going to be used to hurt me. I'm going to let my jaw relax while I have that bit in my mouth. I'm going to open my throat latch. I'm going to stretch the vertebra in my neck, and I'm not going to hold myself in such a defensive, protective pose. So it's much more just about naturally working through his body, which we talked a lot about in your last lesson, letting that energy of the hind leg step under and come through him. I talk often when I have a horse that maybe doesn't have enough energy and have a rider that feels like they have to recreate, they have to kick, kick, kick. I always say you want to find that circuit in that horse, that connection of flow of energy where it feels like it's just one big electric circuit where you Yes, you initially help create the energy, you and the horse both do, but it just then recircuits and recycles itself. It's not something that you have to keep recreating. And we can take that idea and also kind of take it into the connection, the idea that the horse is just one round circuit, that the energy of the hind leg doesn't stop. It comes through. We talked about how the pelvis tucks, that hind leg pushes, it swings through the back, it lifts up the abdominal sling, it lifts the saddle slightly up underneath you, and allows the horse to really stretch through the neck and stretch down into the bit. When a horse is not going in, and I am purposely not using on the bit, but it's essentially the same definition. When a horse is not really going, you know, in and through the bridle and is just going at the bridle or just to the bridle, you'll see that they hold their neck still in more of a defensive pose. You'll see that while their hind leg is fairly active, it's still stepping about half as much behind the horse as it is under the horse. And you'll see that the back, while not terribly low and not terribly hollow, there's still not that swing that we want to see in a horse that's really working through its body. So just kind of add that on again to what we talked about last time. I do, again, believe this is going to be your biggest challenge with your guy. And it's something that in everything you do, I want you to keep in mind, because I think when we can get past this, and it's not something that's just going to change tomorrow, this is going to be a systemic retraining of his brain, building muscle, rebalancing him. I think when we get past that hurdle, he's going to just really quickly catch up with in so many areas. He's got good gaits. He's got, you know, a kind personality. I think there's a lot of talent there, but we want to be really careful not to rush too much with other goals until we really, really get this foundation together. So nice job again in keeping the energy going. Nice job in giving him a nice soft place to come to. Now we need to figure out how we can get him to go through. You maybe have heard, and there's many, many phrases used to explain it, but long and low is one way of talking about working a horse, where you bring the neck a little lower than your working frame would be, so that the horse can really lift its back and really swing.